iOhm Radio Network, the world's conscious broadcasting network. Live on iTunes and archived on iHeartRadio. The voice of consciousness. And now, join Shea Parker's Best of the Best, offering celebrity guests, lively discussions, hot topics, free psychic readings, and expert guest hosts. Simply the best in spiritual and metaphysical talk radio. Listen live on your phone or device using our universal mobile player. No app needed. Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com.
Everybody, it is the Rock Girl here, and Happy New Year, Happy 2017. How many of you were waiting for that one? 2017 has now arrived, full of lovely adventures. And tonight's show is the Rock Girl. Empower your wild within. Yes, so we're going to empower our wild within tonight and talk about what we're going to do in 2017. The actual official topic of the show is ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Like on your mark, get ready, go. We are getting ready to go into 2017, and we have a few days pause, if you will, energetically, thanks to Mercury in retrograde, to sit back, to relax, to review what happened in 2016, and what we want to happen in 2017. And we're going to talk about what we can do to manifest that. We will also open the call lines tonight after about 8:20, 8:30 Eastern Time. And you can call in and share your stories and ask questions if you like, or just introduce yourself and say hello. So the call-in number is 202-570-7057. That's 202-570-7057. I love that number. There's so many fives and sevens and twos in there. I love that number. So one more time, it's 202-570-7057. And I welcome your calls. I would love to talk to you tonight. All right. So at the beginning of every show, what I like to do is kind of recap what's going on in my world, and I'd love to hear about yours, and take a look at what's coming up this month and this spring for the Rock Girl, the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School, and, perhaps you'd like to join in some fun. Now, for those of you who are just tuning in, my name is Allison Hayes, and I have two websites. The first one is rockgirl.com. And that is where all of my services are, psychic services and things like that. I have a calendar of appearances and other fun things on that website. And then the second website is sacredstoneschool.com, sacredstoneschool.com. And that is my school, and that's where I offer all of the classes and the workshops and the field studies and all of those fun things. It just got to be too big kind of an engine, so to speak, and so I had to separate them. I also have another website. Yes, it's called sacredsteed.com, Sacred Steed, like in horse, STEED.com. And I just started that last year because I have a horse, and I have realized that working with horses is an incredibly large and tactile spiritual venture, and whether you're a rider or not, or whether you've been around horses a lot or a little, being around horse energy can definitely change your frequency, change your life, and also change your direction in life. I know it has mine, and you can read more about that on sacredsteed.com. I do have locations in Asheville, North Carolina. That's where I'm broadcasting live from today, is Asheville, North Carolina. That is where my school is, the Sacred Stone School, and I teach classes and workshops there. I also have stones for sale, lots of stones for sale, in the VIP room, which is invitation only, but if you do come to a class, you're automatically invited to come to the VIP room, and so there's a lot of fun things there that you can see and touch and learn. And then I also have the Rock Room NYC. That was my first baby. It's a room up in the beautiful city of Manhattan, located down by the Actors Studio near the river. And I do private readings and private sessions up there as well. So I have two locations, and I also travel a lot. when I say a lot, I mean a lot, 6 months to 8 months out of the year. Now, last year, I went to Japan a lot to teach, and then I also went on tour in Florida, in Pennsylvania. We went to Bimini, Bahamas, and so that was last year's tour. But this year, in 2017, here's what's coming up. I have a psychic development class at the end of January. Let's just talk about that for a minute. We'll talk about the kind of newsy events up until about 8:15, and then after that, we'll go into the topic of the show. However, I am traveling to Japan a lot. What I do is I go over there and I teach workshops and certify people in Reiki and rocks and all sorts of psychic stuff. And so I've been going to Japan for the last 4 years, and then this is going to be my fifth year, and I'll be over there from April to about October. And then in November, I go up to the PA tour, the Pennsylvania tour, which we'll talk about in just a minute. However, I get a lot of emails looking for classes and workshops and things like that. And because of the kind of very long time I'll be over in Japan this summer, I have very limited workshops, and they are posted on my Sacred Stone School website, and they are also on my Facebook page a lot. And so let me tell you about the Facebook pages. My main page is the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School, the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School, and there's a lot of information about upcoming classes and all sorts of metaphysical stuff on there. And then I also have my personal page, which is Allison Hayes / The Rock Girl. And I have more personal stuff on there, and if you want to friend me, I would love to have you as a friend. But I will warn you that I post a lot of pictures of animals on there and feel-good fluffy stuff. And I do a lot of animal rescue, so if you don't want to hear it, don't sign up. But there are other fun things on there, too. And if you're an animal lover, that's even better. Yay! Okay, so those are the Facebook pages that you can find my workshops posted on, and also my tours. So at the end of January, it's the last weekend in January, I believe it's the 27th, 28th, 29th, it's on my website, we have a psychic development level one weekend intensive. It's a 3-day class that you basically immerse yourself in, and you don't have to have any psychic training whatsoever. It's 3 days of learning about your psychic abilities and learning about your guides. And then on the last day, we do readings for each other and for actual clients. And that's taking place here in Asheville at the end of January. Then in February, I am going to St. Croix to actually help one of my students scout out the island for her future Reiki clinic. One of my students came to me 7 or 8 years ago, and she went through all the training. She decided to move to St. Croix, and she's opening a Reiki clinic down there, and I am humbled and proud to be able to go down there and help her scout out a location. In the meantime, I will also be looking for really cool, groovy spots to take my students. Yes, the Sacred Stone School students. We are going to go down, I have groups of students that I take on field trips, field studies, where we learn about rocks and Reiki and psychic development in the classroom at the Sacred Stone School, and then we actually go out into the field and apply that practice. So it's called field studies. And so every year I take a group to Bimini. My planetary gridding group has gone the last couple of years, and we've totally loved it. And I'm scouting out a new place, and that I'm going to look at St. Croix, and I love to learn by the beach. I think a lot of people do. And I'm going to check out hotels and the sacred spots, and we're going to come up with something really fun for 2018. Then in March, I'm teaching a planetary gridding class here in Asheville. It's for advanced students, and that's going to be fun. It's a whole week-long seminar. And then in April, I will be going on the Intuition Cruise. Now, for more information on the Intuition Cruise, you can check out either one of my websites, therockgirl.com or sacredstoneschool.com. And it says the Intuition Cruise, and I'll be on the cruise with a lot of other amazing intuitives. And, of course, the greats like John Holland, Lisa Williams, Colette Baron-Reed, Denise Lynn, and so on. And so they'll be on the cruise, and then I'll be on the cruise, and I'll be doing a workshop about stones and intuition, and I'll be also, doing readings and other fun things. So for more information on that, just check out the Intuition Cruise 2017. You can Google that or just go to my website to find out more information. And that is April 9th through April 15th, April 9th through April 15th. Now, moving right along, I will be in Japan in April, May, and June. April, at the end of April, when I come back from the cruise, I'm headed to Japan for April, May, and June, and then I'm teaching one workshop next summer in Asheville about, it's called Lemurian Seed Crystals. That is a really fun workshop, and more information about that is on my website, sacredstoneschool.com, and it's a two-day class, and we learn all about Lemurian Seed Crystals, and you can work with them. In my school, I have lots of them that you can work with if you just want to try them out. And, of course, if you want to purchase any, we have those too. So that is the only workshop that I'm teaching in Asheville next summer. Now, then I return. Actually, I just lied. Sorry. In August, I will be teaching Planetary Gridding 2, I believe. And then in September and October, I'll be back in Japan. And then November, I go to Pennsylvania for my Return to Roots tour. I go to Pennsylvania, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, where I was born and raised, for 2 weeks in November, and we do lots of great workshops. Now, it's about 8:14, and we're going to go to break soon. And so if the music starts coming up, what I'm going to do is go to commercial, and then I'll tell you more about the Return to Roots tour when we come back from break. Yes, there is the music, folks. We'll be right back. Enjoy the commercials. Bye-bye.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of BestAmericanPsychics.com. If you are a professional psychic or medium and are looking for a group of like-minded individuals that are truly supportive of one another, Best American Psychics is the place for you. Or if you're not a psychic, but you're in need of guidance regarding love, money, career, and more, please visit our directory. Each psychic is double tested and approved for accuracy, professionalism, ethics, and more. BestAmericanPsychics.com, a new league of professional psychics.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place, and then they act so surprised when I find them, but I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Rock Girl Unleashed, Empowering Your Wild Within. Tonight we're going to be talking about getting ready for the new year, but before we get into that, I just want to finish telling you about the Rock Girl Returns to Roots tour in November. I know it's only January, but this year is going to go fast. So in November, I'm going to be posting this on my website soon, but you've heard it here first. I will be in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, I believe from November 8th to the 23rd, and I will be, there's a lot on the roster, but let's just start at the beginning. From November 8th through November 23rd, I'll be in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, Bucks County, where I was born and raised, and I will be doing two workshops. One workshop is a psychic development workshop for 2 days. That's a 2-day workshop as opposed to the one in January, which is 3-day intensive here in the Rock Room. Actually, the school, the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. Now, the one in January is super intense, but if you can't make that, I will be in Doylestown, Pennsylvania for psychic development level one, the first week or two in November, and that's a 2-day class. Now, we're also, the following weekend, I forget the dates exactly, but I think it's somewhere around the 11th or 12th, we are going to be doing a crystal skull extravaganza, which means it's a 2-day crystal skull workshop. And we're going to learn about the history of skulls, how they're used in contemporary times, that would be today, how to use them for personal communication as well as for planetary, meaning communicating with the Earth, and also galactically as well. And even better, I'm going to be bringing a gaggle of my own personal skulls. Now, I probably have over 200 personal skulls, ranging from like 2 or 3 inches all the way up to 30 pounds, okay? Zeus is actually almost 40 pounds. He won't be coming because he's too big. But I'm going to be bringing a lot of them, about 8 pounds, 10 pounds, even 20 pounds. Rosalia, Milo, all of the stones, all the skulls that like to go on tour. So they will be up there as teacher stones, and you can channel them. And I will also have handmade crystal skulls for sale as well. And you can work with them or you can purchase the ones that will be for sale. And we are going to have a wonderful time. 2 whole days of amazing stones, amazing crystal skulls. And the people are so awesome in Pennsylvania. You'll love them. You'll make new friends and you'll learn a lot. So those are the two big workshops coming up. Then I will be doing private readings during the week. And I'll be doing 45-minute readings, and you can contact Susan Duval Seminars to book any of these venues because the readings do sell out fast. And I will have this information up on my website shortly, but I'll be doing readings Monday through Friday, 45 minutes in-person readings, and you get to see the stones in person. How cool is that? And then we're not finished yet. We have lectures. So, well, actually, the first night that I'm there, I think it's the 8th, November 8th, I'm going to be doing a live psychic gallery, which is so cool because I bring my stones and then everybody comes in and then, you know, a spirit comes through and we bring through spirit, we bring through Mother Earth, you ask your questions and we get lots of answers, which are really awesome. So I'm excited about doing that. And then two nights after that, that gallery is actually in the evening, like 7 to 9. And I'll be selling stones. I'm going to have a sacred stone sale there, too, for people who can't get down here to Asheville. So the doors are going to open probably about 5 o'clock for the stone sales. And then the following Friday night, we are going to have a lecture. It's a 2-hour lecture. It's called Aligning Your Mind, Body, and Spirit with the Frequency of Stones. And we talk about how stones actually work and how they can work for you on a physical, mental, emotional, spiritual level. And you can use them for healing or psychic stuff. And we get to really take an up-close and personal look on how to do that for you. And again, the doors will open at 5 o'clock for the Sacred Stone Sale. And the lecture starts from 7 and it ends at 9. So anyway, those are the big extravaganza fun things that are on the map this year in my 2017. And, of course, I didn't just pull this out of my hat. I've been planning for quite some time, which brings us to our timely topic of tonight. Ready, set, go. Getting ready for the new year. You know, let's talk about this. You know, the new year, everybody always says, I'm making New Year's resolutions. And so let's talk about how you can make these positive changes. Often, do your New Year's resolutions fall short of what you wanted them to be? Don't be disappointed. No, because we're going to learn about rebooting your life and where to start. A lot of times we come to the new year with a lot of lists of, I want to do this, I want to get rid of that. But often we feel overwhelmed with all the changes and we give up, right? So let's talk about creating the new you. Let's talk about the recipe. What ingredients do we need to talk about the new you? First of all, anytime we do something drastic, it really never works because it's not aligned with our frequency. All right. We want, you know, if we were going to be doing it, we'd probably be doing at least a little bit of it, right? So let's start out by making your goals realistic. And I guess, you know, I always like to use myself as an example because I don't like to make people self-conscious when I reference them. However, let's talk about me. I started planning my 2017 and 2016, and I said to myself, all right, Allison, what changes do you want to make? What do you want to do differently? It wasn't just kind of fly by night, because when you have an idea, a thought, and a desire for a change, that's great, but we actually have to take those thoughts and desires and we have to translate them. We have to use some alchemy here, right? To change it from the thought form and the desire into an actual action. And behind any manifestation, is action. You can have all the thoughts, all the desires, all the dreams in your entire, in the entire world, but without action, they don't become real and manifest into your physical reality. So a lot of us say, I'm going to cut out sugar, or I'm going to lose 70 pounds, or, you know, I want to buy a house, or I want to save money, or I want to pay off my debts. And the reason that we need to lose weight, or we have too much debt, or we haven't bought our house yet, is because it's a tall order. We have to start with one step at a time. One of my friends long ago, in my early 20s, I'm 50 now, all right, but in my early 20s, one of my friends, you know, who knew me very well, knew that I had lofty goals and big plans, and, you know, we would sit around and drink red wine on the balcony in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, overlooking, you know, Rittenhouse Square, and pontificate about everything we wanted to do. And I had a huge list. And my friend would say, little bites, Allison, take little bites. And you know what? That has stayed with me, and I've taken little bites, but I've taken a lot of little bites. And honestly, to be completely honest with you, when you do that, you end up with something even better. I couldn't even have planned this life if I would have thunk it out. But what I did was I took one step at a time, one little bite at a time, digested it, and moved forward. All right? And so we are going to come up, you know, in about four minutes, we're going to come up to another commercial break. But what I would like for you to do on this break is to pull out a pencil and a piece of paper or pen, if you want these to be indelible, right? And I want you to write down three or four goals that you would like to accomplish this year. So write down three or four goals that you would like to accomplish, you know, something that you would desire. You know, don't be mean to yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. Just write them down. And you probably already have them written down because you probably wrote them down for the new year. And what happens is that a lot of times these things don't happen quickly enough or as we had planned, and then they start to kind of fall apart, and then we start to beat ourselves up, or in some cases just give up and just go back to our old ways. So let's not do that. So write the four, goals down while we're on break, but I want you to think of something while we're also on break. You know, a lot of times we want to get rid of bad habits or get rid of old ideas or even things, right? And, you know, they're not bad things. We just don't need them anymore. A lot of times when we think things are bad, we're so ready to throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak, and just get rid of everything. And when you get rid of everything, you have nothing. You have nothing to start with. And then you get overwhelmed, and then you just give up and go back to the old things. So let's do things differently. Let's reframe this and think of this like upgrading your software for 2017. So we had the 2016 software, and now we are upgrading our software for 2017. And so we're going to take with us the things that work and the things that we – and the things and ideas – let's let me rephrase that – the things and ideas and thoughts and the desires that do work. And maybe we just didn't have time to do them in 2016, but they're still on our list and we're going to just chip away at them. And so, you know, we want to just look at it as upgrading the software for 2017 and not throwing everything out. Because a lot of things that we did in 2016, are preparing us to be more accomplished in 2017. And so don't throw everything out. I keep repeating myself over and over again, but that's because we need to hear that, all right? So we're going to be going to break in just a few minutes. Write down your four goals and just, you know, start talking to yourself like, hey, you know, I did some really good things in 2016 that are preparing me for 2017 to better, you know, better support me in accomplishing my goals. You know, I really wanted to clean out my closet last year, and I never got to it. But I'm that much further down my list, and I will clean out my closet this year, but I'm not going to kill myself doing it. And so that's the kind of gentle talk, not excuses, just gentle talk, you know, that we need to really work with ourselves with. So here comes this jazzy music that I love so much. Write down your goals. Be good to yourself. Make sure you have your pen and paper, and I'll see you in just a few minutes. All right, bye-bye.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual. Metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious Marketing. For conscious minds.
Hi, this is Vicki Snyder, the Everyday Mystic Angel. What's that, you ask? Well, it's an angel with a down-to-earth edge. And you can catch me live every fourth Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Best of the Best. Learn more about me and my services at www.vickisnyder.com. That's V-I-C-K-I-S-N-Y-D-E-R.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. It's the Rock Girl here. Yay. I was actually somehow disappeared, and then I came back thanks to the magic of Ohm Times. So here I am. And what you know, Mercury is still in retrograde. Isn't that funny? All right. So here we go. We were talking about your goals. So I hope that you wrote your goals down and that you had some time for self-talk and self-chat. You agreed to take little bites. And you are acknowledging yourself for what you did in 2016 that will help prepare you in 2017, okay? So now let's take the next step, all right? You know, listen, we're allowed to have lofty goals. They're dreams, right? And dreams do come true. That's what life's all about, is bringing that spiritual thought form into the physical form. And so, you know, let's separate your goals into what you want to change and what you want to accomplish, right? So what you want to change and what you want to accomplish. Let's separate our goals into two categories, what I want to change and what I want to accomplish. And that is huge, and I'll tell you why. Because a lot of times we mix them all together and then we mix energies. And I have learned over the years, I've studied a great deal, not only with rocks and Reiki, but also psychic development, how to utilize all these unseen energies to manifest things in the physical form. And it's really a form of alchemy. It's spiritual alchemy. Working with unseen energy, that's physics, that's the metaphysic parts, but bringing what is aligned for our highest good is also part of the spiritual alchemy. And there are just some goals that you may set forth to pursue that may not be aligned with your highest good. And so you don't want to look at that as a failure, right? I was married years ago, and I thought back when I got married, when I was 30-some years old, that I would be married for the rest of my life. And it's interesting because I was watching an interview with Gwyneth Paltrow one time, and she said one of her biggest failures was her marriage not working because she always wanted to work, and she considered that a failure. And I thought to myself, you know, I don't consider my marriage not working a failure. I realized that it was part of my journey, but it's not supposed to work anymore. And so it's interesting how people have different, you know, takes on things. And again, I had a lofty goal of staying married for the rest of my life when I was in my 30s. And when I was 45, I got divorced and separated and all that stuff. And I realized that, you know, goals can change. Because being married to that person for the rest of my life was not in his highest good, and it wasn't in my highest good. And so when reviewing your goals, always allow that part of the sentence to say, for my highest good. And be flexible, all right? And so the importance of separating these two into what you want to change and what you want to accomplish is they have different energetic charges. What you want to accomplish is filled with excitement, and it's filled with hopes and dreams. And you know, when you think about it right now, what you want to accomplish. Don't you get smiley and giddy and butterflies and happy and joy? You know, this year I want to have a very successful year teaching my students. I want to make sure that a lot of the different stones that I have in my warehouse go out to their right and perfect keepers. Do you hear my voice? Do you hear my voice? Like, I get excited about that. And so that's got a really positive, high-frequency charge. And if I keep that, then the chances of them coming to fruition will happen faster. Now, I'm going to look in my what do I want to change category. Now, you can hear my voice slowing down. You can hear it hesitating. You can hear me thinking. You can hear my voice lower. It's got a different charge. It's not a bad charge, but it's a different charge. It's more dutiful, right? What do I want to change? I want to become more organized in my home and my personal office. It's not exactly fun. It doesn't sound like fun. My voice doesn't sound like I'm having fun, but I know it needs to be done. So I would like to become more organized. And you also, do you see, I'm using a positive. I would like to become more organized. Instead of, I do not want to remain unorganized. I don't want to be messy. I don't want to be confused. You know, I don't want to have a messy closet. Okay. You heard the frequency in my voice. And so when you get a minute, you can say your goals out loud, what you want to accomplish and what you want to change, and see the feeling, the difference in the feeling. This makes so much difference. This is like the secret recipe for ready, set, go, and get accomplished. All right? If you focus on what you want to change but keep it positive, I want to become more efficient. I want to go to the gym more, as opposed to I don't want to be a lazy bum anymore and sit on the couch all day and do nothing on my day off. So I'll tell you, I've learned a lot from the Japanese. I have learned that when they say their mantras and they say their affirmations, it all has to stay in the positive, because the brain does not recognize not as part of the sentence. It puts a negative connotation on it. So if you say, I do not want to be lazy, your brain actually hears, I want to be lazy. Somehow the negative cancels out. And I was asked to record a bunch of positive affirmations for my Japanese students. And one of the guidelines was, you cannot use a negative. So you want to say, I would like to be healthy and happy, instead of, I don't want to be sick anymore. Okay? So your brain reads it as, I want to be sick. So do keep that in mind. It's a very simple change. It's a very simple change. But these things don't have to be hard. They don't have to be difficult. All you have to do is make a few little tweaks. That's the beauty of all of this stuff. A lot of times we feel overwhelmed and we don't want to get anything started because it's too much work. But if you can just follow these simple little ingredients, the recipe to, positive change is right around the corner, all right? And you also want to, you don't want to have I don't want list. You don't want to have I don't want to get, you don't want to have to get, do a I want to get rid of list. You, how about I want to keep all of the pairs of pants that I feel good in? Okay, so you and I both know that if I was going to go into my closet, I would not keep, I would only keep the stuff that fits. But I don't want to say I'm going to get rid of all my old clothes, because it's a negative. And so again, use a positive. I want to keep all the clothes that fit and make me feel happy, period. And that way the chore of cleaning out my closet doesn't sound so bad anymore, does it? I want to keep all of the clothes that fit and make me feel happy. Well, I'm envisioning a bunch of my clothes that I know fit and make me feel happy. And I have more energy and clarity and focus and determination to go up there and make those pretty and feel good about myself. In the meantime, I will be releasing the stuff that no longer fits, but I'm not focusing that on my affirmation, and I'm certainly not going to write that down on my list. So I do hope that helps you. That's an important, important trick. Okay, and then after that, you let's just run through the steps again. First, you make your list of goals, and let's just do three or four, okay? Agree to be able to take little bites to accomplish them, okay? Month by month, okay? We can do day by day, week by week, month by month, and soon, here we are at the end of the year with our goals accomplished, right? So don't expect this to be carried out in one day. And separate your goals into two categories, what you would like to change and what you would like to accomplish. And then you can separate out the energy of the duty, which is change, and the accomplishment, which is excitement. And then you can be excited. And then you can also be obligated and dutiful when doing something to change your behavior or your emotional take on things, or actually your physical or spiritual direction in life. But keep it positive. I would like to keep all of the clothes that fits. I would like to find a really great job that is closer to my house this year, and I enjoy the people. The positive twist really makes a difference, because then you get excited about doing it. And when you're excited about doing it, you're actually going to do that. Okay? So then the next step is, what is really feasible? Okay, what is really feasible now? You know, it's so funny. It's so crazy because I, years ago, now we're in 2017 now, right? Well, way back in 2011, I made a little wish. I made a little wish that I wanted a building of my own that I could call the Rockwell Sacred Stone School. Now, that was back in 2011. I was living in New York. I had a very small space called the Rock Room in New York City, which I still have and I love. But I had this overwhelming and what I thought was unfeasible thought of having a large building and warehouse where I could teach my classes to larger groups of people and also store a lot of stones. And I thought that was ridiculous, but I still put it out there. And I got it. It only took till 2014. In 2014, I moved into the space where in Asheville of the Rockwell Sacred Stone School is today. And now I have thousands of square feet of warehouse, and it's in Asheville, North Carolina. Now, when I put the intention out there, I asked for bigger space and a school, something that I could call the Rockwell Sacred Stone School. And I'll tell you what, when I first started calling it the Rockwell Sacred Stone School, I couldn't even say the words. I choked on them. It just sounded so weird. I have the Rock Room in New York. I'm the Rockwell, and I always had this mad, you know, kind of image of an actual school. And of course I have the sacredstoneschool.com, which is, you know, a website, but I never had a physical building. And so I would call it the school or the Sacred Stone School, and it would sound weird. It sounded weird for like a year. And now, of course, it's the school, the Sacred Stone School. And it's just like yesterday that, you know, I started, you know, calling it the school, and in a very short amount of time, look, I'm still stuttering when I talk about it. I have the Rockwell Sacred Stone School, and that was literally in my dreams, and it happened within 3 years. But I'll tell you what, I had to go with spirit because I was living in New York when I made that goal, when I had that secret dream for an accomplishment. I never thought I'd move to Asheville. Because then I had to entertain the thought of moving to Asheville, which wasn't my choice. I actually moved down here because I got divorced and couldn't afford New York anymore. And then I thought, oh gosh, I was going to have to sell the New York. Oh no, here's the radio. We're going to tell this story afterwards. It's actually a good one. Don't go away, folks. Time for a wonderful commercial and we'll be right back.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn to spot a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. I'm Paul George. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
We are back. We are back in the last segment of our show. And I was just telling you before break about my secret goal, my secret accomplishment back in 2011, and 12, 13, 14, 3 years later, it happened. It happened. But there are two little secret ingredients to that, is that if I would have set out to get that done in 2011, I would have set myself up for failure because I had no idea whatsoever how to do it. I thought it was just, you know, New York prices are still horrendous for big space. I could never afford it, and I had never thought of entertaining moving. And so I had to kind of put that goal out there. And if I would have looked at my year-end goals, you know, of 2011, and it wouldn't have happened, I would have deemed myself a failure, and I would have felt bad about myself. And you can't do that. So if you have something on your list to accomplish or a list to change, and it's not happening fast enough, or it doesn't happen in the year that you asked for it, just put it, roll it forward to the next year. You guys know when you're putting something off and you're denying it. And you also know, you know, so don't worry about that. If it's about cleaning out the closet, listen, I really wanted to clean out my closet last year, but I traveled too much and I just couldn't do it. And so I'm not beating myself up, and I'm allowing room and time to do it this year. And so I just put it on my 2017 list, clean out the closet, okay? And we'll talk next year and see what happens. But roll it forward and give it time to happen. Give it time to form, to take on a physical form and physical energy. And so give yourself some room there to allow it to happen, to bring the energy in. And also, you know, you have to, you know, how do I say this? You have to allow yourself some time for it to happen. And you also have to be open to changes, because I put that goal to have an actual physical school and a warehouse out there in 2011, and it didn't happen in 2011, it didn't happen in 2012, it wasn't even like showing any inkling of happening in 2012 or 13, and it wasn't until the end of 13 did I find the space, and then I moved in 14. So I had to give it room to grow, but also I had to be open-minded. I made that goal when I was in New York City, and I had no intention of leaving. But because I followed my guides and I rolled with the punches, you know, I couldn't afford living in New York anymore, and I had to make a choice. I could keep the Rock Room, and I could move to someplace that is far less expensive. And so I did, and I made a choice to keep the Rock Room, which is still alive and well today. But I had to allow things to happen, and I had to trust the universe, because a lot of times when you make these goals, when you ask for the goals, when you write down your accomplishments and what you'd like to change, you have to give it up to spirit, and they will support you if the goals are in alignment with your highest good. And I literally went kicking and screaming out of the New York, New Jersey area to Asheville. I didn't want to leave my friends. I didn't want to leave the squirrels in the backyard. I didn't want to leave, but I didn't have a choice. But I had to trust spirit, and so I came down here, and I'll be honest with you. I was scared, and I was not happy about it, but I went. And I actually moved down here in 2012, and within a year and a half, my goal was achieved. And so you have to be open to allowing the universe, the divine, God, the creator, source, whoever it is that you are asking to help you with these goals, let them do their work. Let them do their work. And when they do their work, you have to do your work. Now listen, my spirit guides, my bank account, my friends, all urged me to go down to Asheville. And I did. And the reward was to accomplish one of the biggest goals and dreams of my life, was to open the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. And so that's how it happened. And so the secret recipe to that part of the alchemy is to allow it time to, you know, formulate and come into the physical form, and allow the time for creation, all right? Let's call that time for creation. And also be open to what you have to do to get there, all right? If I would have said I'm not moving from New York, New Jersey, then guess what? I would never have the school that I have today or any of the many other opportunities that have come through those doors. And so that is so very, very important, okay? You know, what you think may be unfeasible 1 year may be extremely feasible and comfortable in just a year or two, all right? And so let's talk about how do you make this goal? How do you, you know, how do you write down your New Year's resolutions? How do you create these goals? What is feasible, all right, in attainable and reachable in the accomplishment section and also in the change section, all right? If I, you know, hey, we'd all, not we'd all, let me speak for myself. I'd like to lose 10 pounds, all right? I'd like to lose 20, but that's probably not feasible given my body frame. And so I'm good with 10. So I'm making that goal this year, all right? And what am I doing? The first day of the new year, I went to yoga, all right? I got up, I took a little bite, I went to yoga. I felt good. I felt really good about myself. So you know what I did? The next day I went to the gym. All right, and then I felt good about myself, so the next day I went back to the gym. And then tomorrow I'm going to yoga, and I'm just taking one day at a time. And you know what? I'm not going to look at the scale. I'm not going to beat myself up, but what I can tell you is that I feel really good when I go to the gym, and I feel really good when I go to yoga. And I promise you that if I keep doing this within, you know, 3 to 4 months, that I'll probably – well, you know, I've already lost 8 pounds, but I started that. I already lost 8 pounds, okay? But I started that goal back in November. So see how fast that happened? 8 pounds. So now I only have 2 to go, and my goal is complete. How easy was that? All right, and so that was something that was definitely attainable. However, if it was, 20 pounds, who knows? But I want to give you that as an example about setting realistic goals that you can attain and that are realistic for who you are as a person. But that does not mean that you can't have your untamable moments. Remember, this show is called The Rock Girl Unleashed, Empowering Your Wild Within. And when we talk about unleashing, it can be unleashing on the physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual planes. But my favorite part about unleashing is unleashing your soul, unleashing your souls from the expectation and the constraints and the confines of what society, cultural values, could be your family, could be a religious value, that binds your soul, all right? It could be your own sense of self, who you should be. And you really need to get to know your soul in order to accomplish your goals and your changes. And listen, I thought I'd be married for the rest of my life when I got married when I was 33 years old. And the more I got in touch with my soul, the more I felt the pull to do this work. And to be honest with you, it was my pursuit of this work that really kind of broke up my marriage because I went one way and he went the other. And my soul was calling out for this work. And I'm glad that I unleashed my soul. And my purpose in life is to help other people unleash their souls. And so don't be afraid to put some of your untamable moments on your to-do list. And if it doesn't happen this year, it maybe you're not ready for it, or maybe you don't have all the ingredients. Like I didn't have them all in 2011. I got them in 2014. And give yourself room to grow and also be open to doing the work that you need to get there, okay? And so, you know, unleashing your soul can be done a little bit at a time. You know, we're right back where we started at the beginning of the show. You don't have to completely undo yourself and go bungee jumping and skydiving and, doing crazy, unreal things that are pushing you. If you want to go skydiving, that's great, and bungee jumping, God bless you, go and do it. But don't push yourself into doing something that you think you should do that you shouldn't, is what I'm trying to say. And a little bit at a time, just a little bit at a time. And how does that start? It starts with your untamable moments. You know, an untamable moment might be, to get brighter highlights in your hair, or to wear higher heels than you normally do, right? Just something that kind of pushes you a little bit out of your comfort zone, just enough so you get over the fear or discomfort and you start to feel the intoxication of freedom. Boy, when I tasted freedom for the first time, and I'm not talking about anybody putting me in a box, it was my own expectations that I released myself from. It's an unquenchable thirst I have for that. And just something as simple as going out of the house without makeup years and years ago was an untamable moment for me. And now I walk around without makeup all the time. Just ask my students. But before, when I thought that I should be primped and coiffed and my lipstick perfect, otherwise I was considered unkept, I was confining myself a little bit, and now I kind of like the wild look. Anyway, that's just some examples of my life that I wanted to share with you, and hopefully it will help inspire and ignite some ideas in your life and give you some direction and guidelines and get you on your way to updating your own personal software from 2016 to 2017. And remember, you don't have to throw everything out. Keep the good stuff. Keep the good stuff. Keep it positive and take little bites. Well, it's about 8:58, and I know the show is going to be coming to an end soon. So before we get cut off, I wanted to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. I always love seeing you on Facebook and getting your responses, and I know that you're out there, and until we'll see each other in February, or we'll chat in February. So until then, be good to yourself and be good to your stones, and Happy New Year, everyone. Bye-bye now. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Be sure to tune in next week for more lively discussion topics. Have a great week, and don't forget to check out bestamericanpsychics.com in case you need some professional, ethical, and accurate psychic advice from the nation's best psychics. Until